What is up, everyone? It's your boy Dan the Man back here with another episode of Sports Take. I'm here with hockey expert Ralph. How's it going, buddy?
What's up, Danny? How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for that great welcoming intro, buddy.
Thank you, buddy. We got a lot to talk about in hockey this week. So much going on. The trade deadline is approaching.
Yes, sir, it is indeed, and we have a lot to cover. I want to start off by covering the NHL stat leaders currently. Okay, so we've got Austin Matthews.
By the way, the Poppy Leaf, Matthews.
The Leafs just 34. The Leafs lost today, Heritage Classic, to the Buffalo Sabres. I'm very upset about it, but at least Matthews scored.
It's very unfortunate. Yes, he did score indeed. It was honestly, however, the ice was looking not too good. It was snowing a lot, you know. That could have impacted the way Peter Mrazek performed. He's not having that well of a season. So maybe it could have impacted him greater than the others.
It's the same thing as the other team, like Buffalo. We shouldn't make excuses for the Leafs here. But, however, the Leafs are a faster team than Buffalo. So maybe that ice wasn't, like, good enough, good quality, I guess you can say, for them to skate on, for the puck to slide on. However, let's just talk about the main story. Let's just forget about the Leafs losing. Austin Rocket Richard Matthews. This guy's on fire. 45 goals. Leads the league in goals.
He's definitely going to beat his career high of 47 goals in this season.
I'm pretty sure it was 48. Am I wrong?
I heard it was 47.
I'm pretty sure it was 48. That was the 2019-2020 season, but then it got shortened because of COVID.
What do you think? 60 goal season?
Honestly, it's possible because he has 23 more games left on the season.
Wow. He has to basically score one goal per game.
Well, no. He's at 45 right now. He has 15 goals till 60. So his 23 games, he can get – he's going to score – like, he doesn't just score once in a game. Matthews is known for his multi-goal games, at least 2 goals a game. So you can definitely see, like, him getting to 55 to 60 goals a season easily. I say.
Oh, I definitely believe that.
And I think put your bets in now. Matthews is winning the Rocket Richard. There's no doubt about it in my mind.
What's the gap between him and
six goals between second place? 6 goals, which is actually a lot.
Second place is Draisaitl.
Second place is Draisaitl. He's just above Chris Kreider, surprisingly. Chris Kreider with 1 more goal. Yes. He has 39 and Matthews has 45. Now, moving on to assists, our assist leader by a landslide, Jonathan Huberdeau. What an amazing season he is having.
Who's second in assists?
Johnny Gaudreau. And he's tied with Artem Panarin.
Panarin.
Yes, excuse me. Sorry about that. Panarin. And they're both tied with 52 assists. Huberdeau, on the other hand, has 64 assists. So you're looking at 12 more points. Assists between first and second place, which is a lot, and he's just a playmaker. That's all I have to say about Huberdeau.
Huberdeau has actually slowed down recently. He hasn't been as hot as he was before, but he's still producing.
He's producing a lot still, but maybe slowing down, like goals wise. He's not scoring as much goals, but he's still getting all the assists. He's still scoring. He's still getting plenty of assists left, right, and center. With his passes are just so crisp and on the dot, like tape to tape type of passes. And for our points section, we have the one and only Connor McDavid with 83 points, first place.
What's the difference?
You want to know the difference? 1 point between first and second, and that is Jonathan Huberdeau with 82. Wow. Yeah, that's how many assists. He has 64 assists, and that means, quick maths, he has about 16 goals, if I'm not mistaken. Is that wrong? 16 goals, yeah, on the season.
Wow, good for him.
Yeah. Oh, 18 goals, sorry. And third place, Leon Draisaitl with 81, so he's two away from tying first. And then fourth place, Johnny Gaudreau. Wow, what a season he's having, 78 points. And fifth place, a very important person, Austin Matthews, 76 points. Make that 77 after his goal today.
Speaking about players that are on fire, Cole Sillinger today got a hat trick
His
against the
first,
Vegas Golden Knights, his
yeah,
first hat trick,
his first
making
career hat
him
trick.
one of the youngest rookies getting a hat trick in their season.
Yes, that's true.
Three goals. Wow, good for him.
That's not bad at all. Scoring a hat trick's not
Also,
easy, let
no,
alone
it's
scoring
not.
a goal.
Also, continuing on players that are on fire, we got Josh Norris, the return.
The return of Josh Norris. How long has it been? A week or two?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got some points in the games he's come back to without Batherson playing either.
Yeah. He has Kachuk with him at least. He's
Kachuk's, yeah.
gotten 4 goals in six in the 6 games that he's returned. Usually we don't see that when players come back from an injury. Usually it takes them a while to start
Yeah.
heating up.
Yeah, like for the average player, yeah. But not when you're Connor McDavid.
No. Okay, enough of that.
Yeah,
We
enough of the
do
points.
have
That's
the trade deadline approaching, and there is
March 21st.
new speculation on the market. What do you think? Is Marc-Andre Fleury coming to the Leafs?
I don't know, man. He could because he's one of two players that Chicago's looking to trade, him and Hagel. So I'm thinking he does leave Chicago. However, I don't know if it's going to be the Leafs. There could be a good chance it is the Leafs. It could be the Leafs. It could be Edmonton. Edmonton's showing a lot of interest in Marc-Andre Fleury, to be honest with you. So if Marc-Andre Fleury wants to leave, then so be it. He'll leave Chicago if
I
he wants to
would
win one more time.
actually really be happy if he came to Leaf, you know. He has a lot of playoff experience. He's a
Yeah.
solid goaltender, and I feel like he would be a solid backbone to the Leafs goaltending core.
Yeah, because that's something we're struggling with right now, the Leafs. They need
Also
a goaltender.
defensively too, we need
Yes, we do, but what is more that frightens me more is our goaltending than our defensemen. Because of course we definitely need good defense going into the playoffs. I 100% agree with that. But I feel like who else are we gonna add? We can add one more, but then would that even be enough? We have to get more than just one more defenseman. So at the same time, our defensive core is good, but it can get better, of course. However, I feel like the Leafs will always have bad defense. I don't know what it is. We just don't have good defense. I don't know. It's
Okay.
just like the players wearing that jersey are just not good defensively.
For sure. I agree with that. But speaking of players leaving their teams, Claude Giroux, do you think he's leaving or staying?
I think he's leaving. He's playing game number 1,000 and this Thursday, and Colorado is very, very interested in Claude Giroux.
How do you think he's going to fit in the team dynamic? Like, where do you think he's going to go? Third line, second line? Think
I
he's going to be
cannot.
playing with Kadri?
I can honestly see him go on the third line, to be honest, with O'Connor because he is a vet. So he. Don't get me wrong.
Gabe
Giroux's amazing.
Landeskog is out right now. So do you think, is Valeri Nichushkin playing with them on the
He's
first
playing on the
line?
first line, yes. But either
So
way,
then
when
who's on the second line? Kadri and
Kadri and Burvoski,
think Claude
but
Giroux can fit right there?
I think he can fit on the second line, definitely. But when Landeskog was injured, he wasn't even playing on the first line. He was playing on the second line with Kadri. But now he's injured, and I think he's going to be out for a while. I'm not sure what his time frame is looking like. But all I know is players, I mean, fantasy teams that have Landeskog, that kind of sucks, not going to lie.
It does. You know what?
And
Something interesting I learned today. I was watching the Columbus game versus Vegas, and I seen that Patrick Laine, probably the best player on the team, he doesn't have a captaincy. Like, he's not a captain or an assistant captain. And I thought about it. I was like, wait, why wouldn't he have at least an assistant captain, if not captain? But I realized he doesn't speak English.
Yeah, but that's not the he doesn't it's not the main reason why, because he can still speak English, but obviously his English is not the greatest. I mean, even Ovechkin, when he first came to the league, it wasn't the greatest, right? Because he came from Russia. But with Patrick Laine, he's been injured. So when he got traded to Columbus, he hasn't been playing so much. So
That's true.
how can you be a captain if you haven't really had any experience on the team, right? No one's going to just come to a team and right away, first day they're on it, become the captain. They have to play. Even John Tavares, when he first came to the Leafs, he had to play. He had to play a season. And then they decide who's going to be the captain, right? Same thing with McDavid. He was never the captain right as soon as he came. You have to earn it. So
But they knew McDavid was going to be captain.
for sure, for sure. But hey, you never knew 100%, but yeah, they did. And Boone Jenner right now is the captain for the Columbus
Columbus.
Blue Jackets. So obviously they wouldn't take it away from him just to give it to Lonnie.
So who do
But
you think they would take it from?
they would they
Wrensky?
can give him the A. They can give him the A. They don't have to take it away necessarily from anyone, but they can definitely give him the A as soon as he proves himself, right? I think he just needs to form more chemistry, and which is starting to happen, but he needs to take initiative in that team.
To be honest, he looks really well as a blue jacket. Like, that suits him a lot.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I
What do
feel
you
about
think?
it. I think it suits him, but I just think Winnipeg never gave him a chance. Laine is so underrated, in my opinion. Like, he went second. He thought he should go first in the draft instead of Matthews, but obviously the Leafs picked Matthews, right? And obviously he was the best choice, but Laine is a very good player. He's a goal scorer. He can score goals from anywhere on the ice. He has a great shot as well. So I think the Jets honestly lost a trade between him and Dubois, because Dubois performing very well, don't get me wrong, but Laine's a superstar in my opinion, so I think they could have held on to him a
But
little longer.
I feel like Dubois fits the team dynamic really well too, the Winnipeg Jets.
Yeah,
I feel like
that's true.
even though skill wise it might not be even, but I feel like right now they're in a place where that jersey suits where they are, and they are
Yes.
playing the best they can on that specific team.
Yes, that's true. That's true. So, before we end the episode, I just wanted to grab a prediction. Who do you have winning the Hart Trophy this season? Goalie or player?
You know what?
Who do you have?
I'm trying to think of a goalie. Shesterkin, 100%.
You think he's going to win the Hart Trophy?
For sure. I think he's got it in the bag.
Why is that?
He's just having an unbelievable season.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, if it wasn't for him, like the Rangers
New York
wouldn't.
wouldn't be doing that as good as they
Yeah,
are.
he saved them many times in the games. That's true too, but I'm going to go, especially if he passes 55 goals. I'm going with my boy Matthews. He's gonna get the heart. I mean, what
So
he's doing.
he's gonna get the rocket and the heart.
Oh yeah, of course. What he's doing is just unreal. Like, it's just MVP status. He's defensively, no one can score on him. Of course, he lets like people have scored on him. Obviously, players have scored, but defensively, he no one can take the puck off him. He takes the puck off players without even having to use his body, and he's a big boy. So if he uses his body, that puck is coming off you.
Within 5 to 8 feet, if you're in that range, beside Matthews within 5 to 8 feet, the puck is gone. It's
Yeah,
off your stick.
exactly. That's how good he is with his stick and just the things he does, so dynamic and just a goal scorer. I can't wrap my head around how easy it is for him to score in a in today's like day and era of hockey. It's not easy to score a goal. The goalies are so great. The defensemen, the defense, like the systems, they're amazing. And he still manages to score constantly. And don't forget, he has, I think, 5 more games less than Draisaitl because he was injured this season. So Draisaitl has more games on him, and Matthews still has more goals.
Honestly, he's a monster, but I don't think they're gonna give 2 trophies to Matthews.
Why not?
I don't know when was the last player to receive 2 trophies?
Connor McDavid.
What were those two?
It was the Hart and the Art Ross, if I'm not mistaken. The Art Ross, yes. So
I
most
think I
points
think
and MVP.
I think they gotta give it to Shesterkin.
Yeah, but then there's also the Vezina. So I don't think goalies have won the Hart before. Like Carey Price was the last goalie to win it, but I think he should just win the Vezina and call it a day. But yeah, I'm just gonna end it off here. Thank you for listening. That's all the time we have for today's episode of Sports Take. Tune in next week, and thank you very much, Ralph, for coming out.
No problem, Danny.
Have a great one.
You too.
Take care.
Ciao.